Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Exodus, and this is the halfway mark, chapter 20, or is this 21? 21, we're past the halfway mark in Exodus. And let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless chapter 21. Father, bless 21 into our souls, Lord, because all these chapters have something in them that we need to mature, to grow, and to remind us every day that we must be holy, holy enough to stand for another day. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, this is a chapter that has things pertaining to slavery, and eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and the Lord disqualified a lot of these things in the New Testament because we now have the power of God, the Spirit of God dwelling in us. So let's begin now with verse 1.
King James Version. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing.
Now many people back then would sell. They were broke, and their family, they couldn't support their wife or their children. So they'd sell themselves into slavery so that they could get some money and so that they could have food and water and that they could have the things that be well taken care of. All right, but they belonged to somebody because they paid for them. Okay, then what else? So slavery was approved in the Old Testament. All right, then what?
If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons...
Yeah, now see, if he came in with a wife,
she can go out. But if the master, you come in by yourself, and you give the slave a wife, but all the woman still belongs to the master, and so do the children. And if he wants to leave, he has to leave them back. Okay, go ahead.
If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master, who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her unto a strange nation he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her.
Right, so you can buy a wife, whatever, and what else?
And if he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three unto her, then shall she go out free without money. He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. And if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor, to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one smite another with a stone, or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man smite the eye of his servant, or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth, or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit. Translation verses 1 through 28. Fair treatment of slaves. Quote, here are some other instructions you must present to Israel. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he is to serve for only 6 years. Set him free in the 7th year, and he will owe you nothing for his freedom.
Now this is a Hebrew slave. Okay, then what?
If he was single when he became your slave, and then married afterward, only he will go free in the 7th year. But if he was married before he became a slave, then his wife will be freed with him. If his master gave him a wife while he was a slave, and they had sons or daughters, then the man will be free in the 7th year, but his wife and children will still belong to his master. But when the slave may plainly declare, quote, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I would rather not go free, unquote. If he does this, his master must present him before God. Then his master must take him to the door and publicly pierce his ear with an awl. After that, the slave will belong to his master forever. When a man sells his daughter as a slave, she will not be freed at the end of 6 years as the men are. If she does not please the man who bought her, he may allow her to be bought back again. But he is not allowed to sell her to foreigners, since he is the one who broke the contract with her. And if the slave girl's owner arranges for her to marry his son, he may no longer treat her as a slave girl, but he must treat her as his daughter. If he himself marries her and then takes another wife, he may not reduce her food or clothing or fail to sleep with her as his wife. If he fails in any of these three ways, she may leave as a free woman without making any payment. Cases of personal injury. Quote, anyone who hits a person hard enough to cause death must be put to death. But if it is an accident and God allows it to happen, I will appoint a place where the slayer can run for safety. However, if someone deliberately attacks and kills another person, then the slayer must be dragged even from my altar and put to death. Anyone who strikes father or mother must be put to death. Kidnappers must be killed, whether they are caught in possession of their victims or have already sold them as slaves. Anyone who curses father or mother must be put to death. Now suppose two people quarrel, and one hits the other with a stone or fist, causing injury but not death. If the injured person is later able to walk again, even with a crutch, the assailant will be innocent. Nonetheless, the assailant must pay for the time lost. Because of the injury, they must pay for the medical expenses. If a male or female slave is beaten and dies, the owner must be punished. If the slave recovers after a couple of days, however, then the owner should not be punished, since the slave is the owner's property. Now suppose two people are fighting, and in the process they hurt a pregnant woman, so her child is born prematurely. If no further harm results, then the person responsible must pay damages in the amount the woman's husband demands, and the judges approve. But if any harm results, then the offender must be punished according to the injury. If the result is death, the offender must be executed. If an eye is injured, injure the eye of the person who did it. If a tooth gets knocked out, knock out the tooth of the person who did it. Similarly, the payment must be hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. If an owner hits a male or female slave in the eye, and the eye is blinded, then the slave may go free because of the eye. And if an owner knocks out the tooth of a male or female slave, the slave should be released in payment for the tooth. If a bull gores a man or woman to death, the bull must be stoned, and its flesh may not be eaten. In such a case, however, the owner will not be held liable. King James Version, verse 29. But if the ox were wont to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him. Whether he have gored a son, or have gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done unto him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox, and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. For if it be known that the ox hath used to push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Translation, verse 29 through 36. Suppose, on the other hand, that the owner knew the bull had gored people in the past, yet the bull was not kept under control. If this is true, and if the bull kills someone, it must be stoned, and the owner must also be killed. However, the dead person's relatives may accept payment from the owner of the bull to compensate for the loss of life. The owner will have to pay whatever is demanded. The same principle applies if the bull gores a boy or a girl. But if the bull gores a slave, either male or female, the slave's owner is to be given 30 silver coins in payment, and the bull must be stoned. Suppose someone digs or uncovers a well and fails to cover it, and then an ox or a donkey falls into it. The owner of the well must pay in full for the dead animal, but then gets to keep it. If someone's bull injures a neighbor's bull, and the injured bull dies, then the two owners must sell the live bull and divide the money between them. Each will also own half of the dead bull. But if the bull was known from past experience to gore, yet its owner failed to keep it under control, the money will not be divided. The owner of the living bull must pay in full for the dead bull, but then gets to keep it.
That's chapter 21 and now commentary.
21 verse 1, quote, "Here are some other instructions you must present to Israel," unquote. Judgment referred to the decisions of the law. 21 verse 2, quote, "If you buy a Hebrew slave, he is to serve for only 6 years. Set him free in the 7th year, and he will owe you nothing for his freedom," unquote. One became a servant or a slave by being sold by his impoverished parents, by being sold for theft, or by selling himself. 21 verse 7 through 11, quote, "When a man sells his daughter as a slave, she will not be freed at the end of 6 years as the men are. If she does not please the man who bought her, he may allow her to be bought back again. But he is not allowed to sell her to foreigners, since he is the one who broke the contract with her. And if the slave girl's owner arranges for her to marry his son, he may no longer treat her as a slave girl, but he must treat her as his daughter. If he himself marries her and then takes another wife, he may not reduce her food or clothing, or fail to sleep with her as his wife. If he fails in any of these 3 ways, she may leave as a free woman without making any payment." Unquote. God's concern for people is seen in his loving provision for even slave brides, a provision not known among the heathen. 21 verse 12 through 14. Quote, "Anyone who hits a person hard enough to cause death must be put to death. But if it is an accident and God allows it to happen, I will appoint a place where the slayer can run for safety. However, if someone deliberately attacks and kills another person, then the slayer must be dragged even from my altar and put to death," unquote. Those who accidentally killed someone had a place of sanctuary, safety, or protection. Those who were guilty of murder had no place of safety, not even at the altar of God. 21 verse 18 through 27. Insofar as possible, restitution was to be made for an injury done to another. An individual who is personally responsible for his actions, and therefore must care for those whom he injures, is much more careful in his dealings with others. 21 verse 19. Quote, "If the injured person is later able to walk again, even with a crutch, the assailant will be innocent. Nonetheless, the assailant must pay for time lost. Because of the injury, they must pay for the medical expenses," unquote. A person that is able to walk about outside refers to the ability to get around, even if it was with a stick. If the person injured could walk around, he had recovered. 21 verse 26 through 27, quote, "If an owner hits a male or female slave in the eye, and the eye is blinded, then the slave may go free because of the eye. And if an owner knocks out the tooth of a male or female slave, the slave should be released in payment for the tooth," unquote. Freedom was the payment for personal injury to a slave. 21 verse 28 through 29. Quote, "If a bull gores a man or woman to death, the bull must be stoned and its flesh may not be eaten. In such a case, however, the owner will not be held liable. Suppose, on the other hand, that the owner knew the bull had gored people in the past, yet the bull was not kept under control. If this is true, and if the bull kills someone, it must be stoned, and the owner must also be killed. Unquote. Killing an animal that kills humans speaks highly of God's view of the sanctity of human life. 21 verse 32, quote, but if the bull gores a slave, either male or female, the slave's owner is to be given 30 silver coins in payment, and the bull must be stoned, unquote. 30 shekels of silver was the price to buy a good slave. 21 verse 33 through 34, quote, suppose someone digs or uncovers a well and fails to cover it, and then an ox or a donkey falls into it. The owner of the well must pay in full for the dead animal, but then gets to keep it, unquote. The pit referred to here was likely a well. Short walls of protection were required to be erected around the mouth or opening of a well to prevent a person or animal from falling into it. If they didn't do that, then they were responsible. 21 verse 12 through 27. These laws deal with the consequences of inappropriate, abusive behavior. Notice that compensation for wrong behavior is emphasized, making it clear that God holds us accountable for our actions. These laws reveal God's instructions for maintaining an orderly, healthy society when proper boundaries have been overstepped. They safeguard human relationships and personal identities while also recognizing the worth of life and property. 21 verse 6, quote, if he does this, his master must present him before God. Then his master must take him to the door and publicly pierce his ear with an awl. After that, the slave will belong to his master forever. 21 verse 6 means, or before the judges. 21 verse 32, quote, but if the bull gores a slave, either male or female, the slave's owner is to be given 30 silver coins in payment, and the bull must be stoned, unquote. 30 silver coins was likely the standard or average price for a slave in the ancient Near East. Yet as much as this may have been worth, it could not compare to the true value of a human life created in God's image. Genesis 1:26 through 27. Quote, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Unquote. Oppressed people are often bound by a poor self-image. It would have been of interest to all slaves at that ancient time to learn that the Son of God would someday be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew 26:15. Quote, and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Unquote. He submitted to such humiliation so he could heal us from the life we lived in the past, breaking the bonds of our sins. He came to set us free. We were slaves of the devil, buying us back with his very own blood, his very own life.
All right, praise the Lord. That was chapter 21. We'll be doing chapter 22 this evening. Till then, God bless you and praise the Lord.